The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And may the words of the Holy Gospel take root and grow in our hearts. Our first reading, in our first reading, God tells us to be holy. To be holy, to be set apart. To be in the world, but not of the world. The readings today call us to a docile but radical form of holiness. A holiness that is laid back, but at the same time that is dynamic, not stagnant. A holiness that is more than pious sentimentality. A holiness that is alive, that forgives, that accepts, and that heals. A holiness that is active in its passivity. It seems that in the gospel, Jesus is telling us to allow ourselves to be stepped on and mistreated. Turn the other cheek, he says. Give beyond what is required. Give and forgive without counting the cost. It sounds like a recipe for our own cruel, passive exploitation. But that is not the case. We may, in our human short-sightedness, fail to realize it many times. But the one who forgives, the one who gives, the one who loves, is always the victor in the end, no matter what. The good do finish last many times, but they are the first in the kingdom of heaven. I remember one of my professors in Rome, they weren't that great, all right? And that's all I'm going to say because this homily is being recorded. It's going to be posted on our website. They might hear it. But there was this one professor who we all loved. He was an elderly priest, a Dominican friar from Spain. And he lived what he taught, and he taught very well. But his name was Father Jose Maria Viejo. And he is a saint. I think he's still alive. And he must be in his 70s or 80s by now. But he told us the story of how in the monastery or the friary in Spain, they had this cloister. And, you know, every morning after breakfast, he would pass another priest in the hallway. And he would greet this priest, "Good morning." And the priest would just completely ignore him. He would just pass by without saying anything, without acknowledging the presence or the greeting of Father Viejo. And this went on for at least a year, at least a year. Good morning, every day. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And no response from the other fellow. And Father Viejo didn't give up. Every morning, good morning. And he persisted in his kindness, in his holiness, in his holy attitude towards this other fellow that he shared community with. Until one day, finally, the other fellow said, "Good morning." And from there sparked a relationship between the two. And Father Viejo shared with us that that other priest after all those years of resistance to Father Viejo's kindness, ended up dying in Father Viejo's arms. Look at that, brothers and sisters, the power of a holy attitude. Think about it. When we feel that an injustice has been done to us, how much do we stress ourselves in plotting our own revenge? How are we going to drop the atomic bomb on someone's parade? How many sleepless nights do we spend lying in our beds thinking what our next move is going to be after John or Jane Doe hurts our pride? Or, as often happens to me when someone cuts me off on the road, how much gas and how much energy do I waste trying to take them over to get back into my rightful position on 26 or I-85? It is us who lose when we fail to live the message of the gospel. It is us who lose when we fail to forgive. We lose sleep, we lose friends, we lose our peace. But we do gain some things too. We gain stress, high blood pressure, and white hairs. Why can't we just live the message of the gospel? And I'm not talking in the abstract, because it is possible. You know, sometimes we think that the message of Christ is somewhere in the clouds, but it is something that must be lived. It is something that must be incarnated, put in the flesh, lived in the flesh in our own lives. And it is possible, because when I was taking a Christian archaeology class at the Angelicum, one of the professors gave us a letter to read. It's called the Epistle of Diognetus. And here the author describes the first Christians. And he talks about the early Christian community, where the Christians were not differentiated. You could not tell them apart from the other people they were living with by what they wore, by what they ate, or how they participated in society. According to him, the only way that you could tell a Christian apart back then was by their love. Like that song that we sing, no? By our love, they will know we are Christians. By our love, by our love. It is by our love that we should be differentiated, not by what we wear, not by what we do, not by how we participate. Never mind. But what is wrong with Christians today? Think about it, brothers and sisters. If we all practice the code of Hammurabi, no? If we practice an eye for an eye, you and I would all be blind. And I'd be much skinnier because I'd have no teeth. Never forget, brothers and sisters, that love is the mark of true holiness, because our God is love. And as St. John of the Cross so well puts it, in the evening of our lives, we will be judged on our love. Amen.